Exclusive, Stephen Moore, Democrats care more about teachers' unions than about children. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 8, 2023. Unleash Prosperity Now co-founder Stephen Moore spoke with Breitbart News about the group's latest ad criticizing Democrats for opposing school choice and said they care more about teachers' unions than they do about kids. Moore told Breitbart News Saturday that Democrats are causing a civil rights crisis by forcing low-income black families to send their kids to schools that are dominated by a left-wing agenda of the teachers' unions. Listen. Democrats say how much they care about civil rights and reducing the income inequality between blacks and whites. What could be more important than making sure that every black child in America and every Hispanic child in America has a good school to go to and can get an exceptional education? That's what we want as conservatives, Moore said. And they don't want that because they want the government to run the schools, number one. And number two, they don't want kids going to schools that aren't being taught by teachers' unions. This isn't about educating kids, it's about getting money to the teachers' unions, he continued. Moore also spoke about Unleash Prosperity Now's recent national ad campaign, which attacks George Wallace Democrats nationwide for fighting against school choice. It starts with George Wallace 60 years ago this summer very infamously standing in front of the school doors in Alabama and saying, "Segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever." And it was his attempt to keep black kids out of good schools, Moore said. Ironically enough, here we are six decades later. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing today. They're standing in front of the school doors, not letting black and Hispanic and low-income children into good schools. They're blocking it. Moore criticized Democrats for opposing school choice and said they care more about teachers' unions than they do about kids. In explaining school choice, he said, it basically would take some of the money that the state legislators appropriate for schools, and it allows the money to follow the backpack, the kids. It follows the kids to have a better opportunity to go to a Catholic school, or a charter school, or a MAP school, or a science school, or a Montessori school. Moore also said that increasing school choice would benefit public schools because they would be forced to compete. So if someone takes, let's say, a $7,500 voucher and puts their kid in a Catholic school, well, that means there's one less kid in the public school so that the ratio of teachers to kids improves. So in other words, everyone benefits, right? Everyone benefits from this, Moore said. And in fact, what you're going to see, people say, oh, this is going to be the end of public schools. No, it's not. You know what it's going to do? It's going to force the public schools to compete for kids. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.